Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. It was the early to mid-1970s, and Mary was a single mother. Her husband and the father of her two sons had ditched them. It was way too much for him to be a father, and it was way more responsibility than he had ever wanted, so he left. He dumped all of them. And even if the divorce decree had spoke about child support and alimony, he never did a bit of it. Now, before she was married, Mary came to my home congregation. So she came back. She knew that she needed God back in her life. She knew that she needed the support that she was hoping to find at the church. She knew she needed help. You see, Mary worked two jobs, sometimes three, if the beauty shop needed extra help. She was a lunchtime waitress at a local diner, and after her boys were down, she was a go-go dancer. Now, there was no nudity, but there were hot pants and short tops and go-go boots, and it was all that she could do to make those ends meet when she only had her diploma and absolutely no support from her ex-husband. Now, they were members of my home congregation, influential men for the most part, who didn't want her at worship, and they definitely didn't want her sons at the school. She was a weed, and she needed to be pulled. At another congregation, there was an incident after a youth event. The youth had all gathered for a movie night, and whether it happened during or towards the end of that event, someone had gone off to the far men's room, blocked the sink drain, and kept the faucet running. Water filled the sink and then spilled out over the whole floor as it got wet, and then the water was starting to run underneath the door into the hallway. It was a mess. It took a long time to clean up. Now, at that youth event, at that movie night, there were two boys from the neighborhood. They weren't really members of the congregation, but they had been coming to youth events since a car wash they had had that summer. Now, they were at the Bible studies as well as the fun events. They had even been to worship a couple of times. But there were those in the congregation who thought that those two boys were the culprits. They had a bad reputation in the neighborhood. They had a bad reputation at school. And so that group wanted those boys kicked out. They were weeds and they needed to be pulled. The first time Paul came to worship, he drove his tractor because he couldn't start his truck. Strapped to that tractor was his wheelchair. Now, he must have made a really unusual sight as he was driving down the country roads to the church. When he came in for worship, he hadn't washed very well, and so he smelled a little bit, but he was gracious and participated. He liked the coffee, and he especially liked the goodies if they were available, but mostly he really liked the handicapped accessible men's room. Again, there were members of the congregation who looked at Paul with wrinkled noses and wanted him to be escorted out. He was awfully weedy and needed to be pulled. You see, in this morning's gospel, we have another parable of Jesus. This one we know of as the weeds in the wheat. So in the story from Jesus, we get another glimpse of the kingdom of heaven. As we watch more seeds, more soil, more growing, last week we met an extravagant and exuberant sower. And so we continue to get to see God as Jesus sees God this week as well. This week tells us, Jesus tells us, that the kingdom of heaven is like someone who planted good seeds in their field and then rested that night. During the night, an enemy came and sowed weeds into the field right along with the wheat. When the plants begin to grow, some servants notice the wheat. Now, the Greek word used for weeds is darnel, and it's a specific kind of weed that actually looks like a wheat plant until the kernel comes out. The wheat has wheat. The weed has a whole pile of weed seeds. Looks completely different. And so the servants, they see the weeds, and then they volunteer to go pull those weeds. The farmer, the planter, the sower tells them no. The sower doesn't want them to pull wheat when they're pulling weeds. Instead, the sower says, leave them be. The sower says, let them grow. And the root of that phrase is the Greek word apheta, which is from the word aphiemi, which we typically translate forgive. Let them grow. Forgive them. This is what the sower wants. And then the sower concludes by saying that everything will be sorted out at the end. Now, last week, I told you that when I read this parable, I usually identify with the weed-pulling servants. So often, for many of us, we see something that bothers us and we immediately want to pull the weeds. Now, to be honest, if it comes to actual weeds and really pulling them in the garden or the flowers, I'm not really into that, and I'm not really very good at that. But you can always sign me up for that figurative weed pulling when someone needs to be tossed out. You see, whether we're looking at the news or we're looking in our neighborhoods, there are always a lot of weeds being brought to our attention. And we just want to help. It's amazing then to hear Jesus tell us that the help we want to give has nothing to do with the help that God wants us to give. We won't pull weeds, and the sower asks, forgive. You see, it's not righteous weed pulling, but rather forgiveness that Jesus asking us for. We want to be doers. We feel called to be doers. So why doesn't Jesus want us to be doers here? Why? Because God can make weed into wheat. God can do that. And forgiveness is the most powerful thing that we are asked to do for one another. Forgiveness brings hope. Forgiveness leaves go of past resentments. Forgiveness gives us a better chance at tomorrow. But forgiveness is also one of the most difficult things that we are asked to do to anyone or for anyone. And then there's another near impossible thing that Jesus asks of us in this parable. He asks us to be patient. God will take care of everything. We need not judge. We need not pull weeds. We get to live. So we are asked to allow those around us also to live. We're called to forgive them, to care for them, to care about them, to do as we can for them, which means all of them, which means all of us. You see, this parable is telling us that the kingdom of God works best when we let God do the heavy lifting. The kingdom of God works best when we forgive rather than pull weeds. The kingdom of God works best when God's love is the foundation, it's the walls, it's the work, it's the all of it for all of us and for all of God's people. A group in my home congregation wanted to pull the weed that was Mary the go-go dancer. But then a group of other mothers who were supported by the senior pastor ended all of those efforts, and I went to school with her younger son. A group wanted those neighborhood boys out. But a compromise was struck, and the pastor spoke to the youth group about what had happened and what some people were proposing. And the pastor asked that it just never happen again, and it didn't. There was a group who wanted to show Paul the door, but there was another group that lavished Paul with love and with help, with patience and assistance. And when I did Paul's funeral, I knew that God was placing his wheat into his barn. Forgiveness works. Patience works. They work because they're what God asks from all of us. Now, it's true that we do need to speak against sin and we need to name those things. But we need to name those sins and those things that imprison us, that keep us in the dark, that enslave us. And we need to do that in the spirit of God's love, not judgment. We need to do that in the spirit of God's forgiveness, offering our hands to help each other so that we might rise and try again for the kingdom of God. Amen.